Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
There is a shift going on this planet, and it's been going on for quite some time. And what is this shift? This is the shift of the life force or the Kundalini energy of Earth itself moving from the northern hemisphere in India and Tibet in the Himalayas, and it's going and moving and settling in Chile and Peru in Latin America in the southern hemisphere. The shift is about the shift of the energy of the planet itself. So it affects all beings and everything upon the earth, all animals, all humanity, all plants, birds, all the beings and all the elementals that rest upon the earth. The earth itself is shifting in a fundamental sense, which has never happened before in the thousands of years on earth before. This is an unprecedented shift that's important to bear in mind. It has never happened to past civilizations, any of them on the earth. I've covered this a little bit in the shift of Kundalini of the planet. You can look up that video also. But here, I will try and give my intuitive understanding of how it plays out in the nakshatras and which of the nakshatras will sense it how and implement it in what way and how will this affect each one of these nakshatras. Some are sensitive to one kind of energy. Some are sensitive to other kinds. So it's important we understand how it is affecting each one and where it will play out. So the first awakeners in this energy are the ground sensitive nakshatras. And these are my intuitive understandings. I am not some expert in Vedic astrology, or I am not a pandit of some kind or guru of some kind. Okay, I'm just a person like you. But I'm sharing my intuitive understanding here of all of this. So take it for whatever it's worth. Analyze your own way. Use your own intuition and understanding and research the material before you come to any conclusions. So the first awakeners in this shift will be the ground-sensitive nakshatras. Which are the ground-sensitive nakshatras? The one which have a symbology of serpent or the snake in them. Which is which ones? We are talking about Rohini Nakshatra. We are talking about Mrigshira Nakshatra. We are talking about Ashlesha Nakshatra and Uttrabhadrapada Nakshatra. So how does this play out in each one? Well, first off, we can see some commonalities there. The Rohini Nakshatra plays out in Taurus as it is marked in the pie chart over there. Mrigshira Nakshatra plays half in Taurus and half in Gemini. Ashlesha Nakshatra falls in Cancer. And Uttrabhadrapada Nakshatra falls in Pisces. And this you can see clearly marked, highlighted in the pie chart of nakshatras and zodiac signs over there. Yes. So first off, we can see that Taurus, being an earth sign and a fixed sign, it will sense in the form of physical earthly shifts itself. They might be shifting in their body, they might be shifting in their physical body, because earth shift will affect everything, even at the DNA level, even at the mind level, heart level, your consciousness level, your understanding level, everything. So in Taurus, it shifts at the earthly element. In Mrigashirsha, it will shift at the earth as well as in the air element, because it goes into the first two padas of Gemini as well. In Ashlesha, it will shift into the emotional body or the water sign, because Cancer is a water sign. So in Ashlesha, it will sense as a shift in the collective emotion itself. Same with Uttara Bhadrapada, it will shift in the water element. So right then, we can see a commonality that the earth shift, the first awakening human beings, will always be more of earthly and water bound. Now here you also got to check, as I have covered in the previous ones, now that you have a fair bit of understanding of the elemental strength in a chart, you got to see what is the elemental strength. If a person is having more of air sign or more of water sign or earth sign, this will be felt more strongly. You can also see that the fire signs are not among the first awakeners. You see, this is just my take on it. Now let us see, what are the rules of this? How do these things play out? How is it going to affect? What do I need to check in my chart? So in this slide, you can see the three basic rules or the three basic guidelines which I follow. First is the ascendant nakshatra and the moon nakshatra, and or the lords of those ascendant and moon signs, wherever it is placed in the chart. That's the first rule. Number two, houses 4, 8 and 12 and or the lords of those houses. So where is your 4th house, where is your 8th house and where is the 12th house, and if these nakshatras are dominant in those houses, in the 4th house, 8th house and the 12th house. Third, if more planets or points are bunched in the particular nakshatra, in one of these three, your awakening will be more strong in this particular theme, and where whichever house it plays in, those particular themes of house will play out. This is the way things work. So we shall see that in each of these ascendant, it plays out in a different way, and we shall just see basic houses 4, 8 and 12, because these are the moksha houses. These are the ones which are sensing the emotional content and the liberation factors from the point of view of spiritual awakening in each of the charts. Let's see which ones will have 4, 8 and 12 playing out. So here we shall examine by ascendant where Rohini and Mrigashirsha will fall dominantly. And as we can see, in Gemini ascendant, it falls in the 12th house. As you can see, number 2 is falling in the 12th house, marked by Rohini and Mrigashirsha. In Libra, it falls in the 8th house of transformation, Rohini and Mrigashirsha, number 2. Watch for number 2 wherever it falls in. In Aquarius, it falls in the 4th house. See what I mean? Here is the trend what I was speaking of. So it falls in all three air signs. All three air signs will pick up, if there are planets and points bunched in those houses, it will pick up those themes and recalibrate to the new energy of the planet. How and what, we will see more and more details as we go along in further videos. Let us see where Ashlesha will play. So Ashlesha Nakshatra is playing out in the fire sign ascendant, meaning Aries ascendant, Leo ascendant and Sagittarius ascendant. So Ashlesha is playing out in the 4th house in the Aries ascendant, as you can see. It is playing out in the 12th house in the Leo ascendant, and it is playing out in the 8th house in Sagittarius ascendant. So the 4, 8 and 12 become the moksha paraka, houses. Houses, we are talking about houses, not planets, not points here. So which house it falls in, it becomes the transformational factor of how that particular ascendant sees it, and depending upon which planet and points are deposited there. Go back to the rules of the how you evaluate this thing. Now let's see where Uttara Bhadrapada falls in the 4, 8 and 12 houses. As you can already see, there's a pattern here, and you can go deep dive into those also if you choose to. So even for Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, which is the water serpent of the deep, it falls in the 12th house in Aries ascendant. Once again, we speak of fire sign ascendants. In Leo ascendant, it falls in the 8th house, and in Sagittarius ascendant, it falls in the 4th house. So fire sign ascendants, as we can see, will have a really challenging time. The ascendant, if you are Aries, Leo or Sagittarius, will have a challenging time in the shift, because lots of these ground sensitive nakshatras are playing out in your moksha houses, the 4th, 8th and 12th. This is one very important factor you got to remember. We'll take other factors in the next upcoming videos. There are too many factors to be considered in one video like this. So in the next ones, we will see other factors as well. But 4th, 8th and 12th are the moksha houses where the emotional content is recalibrated. This is a recalibration of humanity, of earth, of everything which we have ever known. So we are bringing a new kind of energy onto this planet. It is more feminine in nature, being in southern hemisphere. So it is moving away from the masculine type of energy and going into feminine kind of an energy. And this Kundalini, once it settles in Chile and Peru, we'll start seeing a huge amount of shifts on this planet at all levels, at every single level we can speak of, and we'll cover that in the coming videos. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.